Muckross Park Hotel is holding a fundraising night this Friday in aid of Clarny Water Rescue. And I'm delighted to say we're joined in our Clarny studio by John O'Loughlin of Clarny Water Rescue and the General Manager of the Muckross Park Hotel, Garrett Power. Good morning and welcome to the two of you. Thank you so much for joining us. John, I'll start off with you. John, first of all, tell us about the work that you do at Clarny Water Rescue.
Good morning, Chester. We're a voluntary organisation set up about 25 years ago, and we respond to anybody who is in trouble in the water through accidents or mishaps in the Lakes of Killarney, the local rivers, and even off the coast in South Kerry. We work in conjunction with the Coast Guard, the Fire Brigade, Kerry Mountain Rescue, and we're constantly training so we can be ready if there is a call out.
And how many call outs, for example, would you have had in the last year or so, or for 2022? Would you have any figures like that? Just to give a scale of how often your services, your expertise, would your life-saving expertise would be needed.
You could have any number from 6 to 12. You could have a couple of quiet months, and then you could have a couple of busy months. But we have to keep training on a regular basis so that when the call-outs do come, we're ready and prepared. And we also conduct a night training exercise. So sometimes we get called out at night time in the dark, so we need to be prepared for working in those conditions as well.
What is that like, working in the dark, in water, in the dark of night, trying to help save lives?
Well, it's down to, I suppose, being prepared and training under those conditions so that we know our equipment and we know each other, the crew, how to work together and look after each other. Our first priority is personal safety, the safety of your crew, and then the safety of the people we're on the search for.
And Clarny Water Rescue, are you made entirely up of volunteers, John?
Yes, we're purely voluntary. We're always looking for new volunteers, not necessarily divers or boat crew. We look for shore crew, fundraisers. Our equipment has to be maintained and upgraded. A lot of the equipment we have is in excess of 18 years old, so we find we have to fundraise constantly, and during COVID there was no fundraising, so that left us on the back step. So we're very thankful to the Muckross Park Hotel for hosting this fundraiser for us.
And tell us then, John, about the fundraiser, the fundraising night that is happening this Friday in Muckross Park Hotel in aid of Clarny Water Rescue. Is there anything in particular you're hoping to fundraise for?
Yeah, as I said, some of our equipment is in excess of 18 years old. So we have existing boats that we need to upgrade, an air compressor for filling our dive bottles, dive equipment that we need to replace. A couple of years back, some of our crew undertook swift water rescue training. So the equipment for that costs approximately about €1,200 each. And there's ongoing courses to keep up to date with the most common methods for that type of rescue equipment that we have to fund as well.
Do you get any state funding?
We apply for grants through CLAR Leader, but it's like that. There's a lot of competition for these grants, so every time you apply, you have to have a specific project in mind, and for most of them, we need to come up with about 20-25% of the overall cost ourselves.
John, would you tell me how you got involved in Clarny Water Rescue? Why did you decide? What was the spur for you? What was the impulse?
I suppose I was a qualified diver, and to help out in the community, there was a young man went missing, and there was a call out for as many divers as possible to show up because he was missing for quite a while at the time. That was my first introduction to Clarny Water Rescue, and I kind of fell into it after that. It's a very worthwhile cause, not just for helping those providing rescue, but for anybody lost, for bringing home the loved ones who have drowned. It helps give closure to the families.
It's a hard job you do when those searches end tragically.
Yeah, it can be difficult, but it's a necessary job, because it's an awful thing for the family not to have their loved one back, and if they don't have them the loved one back, it keeps a piece missing from their lives until they can actually recover the individual and start the grieving process.
And you've seen yourself firsthand how important that is.
Absolutely, yes, it does. And people, the families of those people have told us themselves, like, that it means so much to them to have their loved one back.
We're also joined by the general manager of the Muckross Park Hotel, which is hosting the fundraising night in aid of Killarney Water Rescue. It's taking place this Friday, April 14th. Gareth Power. Gareth, thank you so much as well for coming into our Killarney studio. John O'Loughlin of Killarney Water Rescue there spoke so poignantly of, I think, their sense of vocation in obviously wanting to help save lives, but also in those difficult situations where a search has ended in tragedy, has not ended well, and they want to be there, so that it's so important that they are able to provide that closure for grieving families by finding their loved ones.
Good morning, Trasa. Thank you so much for having both John and myself on. John has spoken, you know, so eloquently there about the important work that Killarney Water Rescue do. And, you know, we're located in the heart of the National Park, so a lot of their work takes place on our doorstep. And it's a vital organisation for the community. And my colleagues and I are just honoured to be able to help in some small way by hosting this fundraising evening. And I suppose, like many organisations that rely on donations and volunteer work, the last 2.5 years have been very difficult in terms of their fundraising efforts being hampered by, you know, the more traditional methods that they would have used because of the pandemic. So to put on a good old-fashioned fundraising evening in our pub, Colgan's, and get a few hundred people from the local community in town involved to raise money for this organisation is something that we're delighted to be able to do. My colleagues have worked very hard at it. I'd probably make special mention of our Deputy General Manager, Breda Moriarty, who's been, you know, working tirelessly with local businesses who've been very generous in donating prizes. And we're hoping to raise a lot of money on the evening to help John and his team.
And what time do events kick off on Friday night in the Muckross Park Hotel, Gareth?
Well, it's in Colgan's pub, so it has a separate entrance on the Muckross Road, or you can be directed through the hotel, whatever you wish. We have a busy hotel this weekend, so our guests will be invited to attend as well. We will have live music, and it will kick off from 7 o'clock, and we will have a raffle around 8 o'clock, but there will be finger food on the evening, and we're looking forward to welcoming everyone, what should be a very productive and evening for everyone involved.
There's also a GoFundMe page, is there not, Gareth?
There is indeed. There's a along with the raffle, and we have some terrific spot prizes. And again, I'd like to thank all the businesses that donated so generously, local hotels. Our grand prize will be a prize donated by ourselves, which will be an overnight in one of our suites with dinner in our 2A Rosetta restaurant, the Yew Tree, and a complimentary spa treatment as well. So hopefully a local will win that. But it's the GoFundMe page is the fundraising evening Killarney Water Rescue. So if you go on to GoFundMe.com and search for fundraising evening Killarney Water Rescue, it will bring you directly to the page, and you can donate either by PayPal or by credit card there.
And finally, we'll go back to John O'Loughlin of Killarney Water Rescue. John, how much do you need to raise funds for all this equipment?
How long is a piece of string, Tessa?
Is there a name?
There is a name for if we could raise up the 10,000 euro, it would be absolutely fantastic for our current needs. and our running cost for the year is about €8,500. That's without any extended call-outs or searches. So when you do have an extended call-out, it drains funds very, very quickly. So we have to keep reserves there to make sure that we can meet the needs when we're called on.
Well, look, it's been marvellous talking to both of you. We've been speaking to Garrett Power, General Manager of the Muckross Park Hotel, and to John O'Loughlin there of Clarny Water Rescue. The hotel is holding a fundraising night this Friday in aid of Clarny Water Rescue, and I hope it goes very well. I was very particularly struck by John's sense of vocation as to why he's gotten involved in Clarny Water Rescue. Definitely an organisation we don't hear a lot about, but the important, vital work they do cannot be overstated.
This programme is a repeat. Please do not call or text in. Email your comments to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.